This is the Masterer. All of the Gamer Army listens to This Week in Geek.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired. Thinking
impaired. And we did all that without computers.
They don't let us out much.
We have an intro?
Not really. This is just us ad-libbing.
Are you ready for a sexy party?
Son of Jor-El, kneel before Dodd. Or me, whichever.
If you've seen Godzilla vs. Mothra 37 times, I think I've got a show for you.
You're listening to This Week in Geek with Mike the Birdman Don and Steve Snowball Sailor here on 90.1 FM, The New Heat.
That's right. As the Master says, all the Gamer Army listens to us. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another special episode of This Week in Geek. I'm, of course, Steve the Snowball Sailor. And my intrepid co-host is not here. That's right. He is actually in his TV lab right now, and I decided I want to get the Pure Unit special, at least part two of our Pure Unit special, out to you as quickly as possible because I don't want the premiere is fresh in my mind and fresh in our minds from the past weekend. We definitely wanted to get it out to you as quickly as possible. So I'm in here wasting away my time off waiting to be able to do some schoolwork later on tonight, and I'm in the studio, so that's why we sound really, really good. Or at least I sound really good. And we're going to talk about the actual premiere of Pure Onage. So as a lot of you already know by listening to our special episode with Jarrett, Kale, and Jeff LaPere from Pure Onage, Mike and I went up to Toronto to go see the Pure Onage Season 2 premiere. Now, the great thing about Pure Onage is that they will actually do premieres of all their episodes. They started doing it around Episode 9. And they've pretty much been doing it consistently since, every single episode, in Toronto. And they've just launched into their North American tour, I think. They already did Toronto, they already did Montreal, they already did New York. I think they already did Houston, or they're just finishing up Houston. And they're basically going through all across North America doing the season. Basically, it's the Season 2 premiere, Episode 13. And so Mike and I decided we wanted to go up to Toronto to go see it. So we called up our friend Brent from the Closet Geek Show at theclosetgeekshow.com, and we stayed over at his place because he lives directly in Toronto. Actually, it's kind of funny. He lives right by the Rogers Center. So it's kind of cool. He's pretty much his place is very convenient to where we needed to be. And so Friday night on the 13th, we got into Toronto and we got to go over to Jeff's LaPere's house to have a talk with him and Jarrett, just as you probably already heard from our previous Pure Onage episode. You can be able to listen to that on thisweekingeek.net if you haven't. So you can be able to we talked with them about obviously the history of Pure Onage and all that great stuff, but our meat and butter we wanted to talk about was the actual premiere. That's what we were up there for. So a Saturday, we woke up pretty late in the afternoon. We decided, because we had a long night the night before, and we decided to just, you know what, we'll go up for get something to eat, and then we'll go directly to the cinema, or at least the Bloor Theater in Toronto. We kind of thought there might be some people there waiting in line. We didn't, but we had no idea how many. After we got lunch at the Fox and Fiddle, which is actually just down the street from the cinema, we walked towards the cinema, and there was already a huge lineup. It was already covering pretty much almost the entire block just to get into the theater of just Pure Onage fans. And oh my God, it was incredible to be able to see that much devotion to an internet show. I mean, just like Jeff said, they have millions watching this thing. So we got in there and we decided to talk to some of the people in the lineup. As we're waiting to get in ourselves, let's find out exactly where these people are from, where these Uber fans come from. So we decided to talk to them. And actually, we're going to show you that right now. So without any further ado, here is a few of the interviews we talked just people we talked to in the lineup. See what they liked about Pure Onage, where they're from, all that great stuff. So let's take it away. All right, if you could be able to tell us your name and, you know what, your gamer tag number.
Gamer tag number? My name is Maggie Budziak. Budziak is spelled B-U-D-Z-I-A-K, just for the record. And my gamer army number is 378.
And where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, Canada.
All right, so how did you hear about Pure Onage?
One of my friends introduced it to me.
How long ago?
About a year or two ago, I think.
Is this your first screening, or have you been here before?
This is my third screening.
Okay, what was it like compared to this screening compared to the others so far? At least as far as the lineup is concerned.
The lineup so far is pretty much the same. It seems a little more organized this time, actually.
What time did you come here?
My friends and I arrived here at 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 in the morning?
Yes.
That's dedication. That's awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you this. What is your favorite Pure Ownage episode?
My favorite one?
Yeah.
That's hard. I think episode 10.
Episode 10? Why?
I'm not sure, actually. It's hard to pick a favorite. I guess episode 10 is like just... It's considered one of the best episodes by most people. It's just where things start just catalysting more into... You can see the quality rise up, and by episode 10, it just starts to get really, really good.
Cool. So what is your favorite moment from Pure Ownage?
Favorite moment?
Yes. I don't know, I'm asking random questions.
I know. I think where Kyle's sitting alone with Anastasia, and he starts and he pulls out the Goodfellas quote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you. Might we have to talk to you as well?
Sure.
All right. So, what's your name and where are you from?
Adam, and here, Toronto.
That's concise. I love that. All right. What is your gamer tag number?
258. Didn't even have to look at the tag for that.
That is awesome. I love that. All right, and what is your favorite Pure Ownage episode?
12 so far.
Why is that?
They just keep getting better and better, and, you know, that's the latest, so...
Okay, what is your favorite moment for Pure Ownage? Now that's a soundbite right there.
You know, I really don't know. It might have to be... when Jeremy was still in the hospital, and they were all about to leave, and just Dave's comment, yeah, I gotta go get ice cream. Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. I gotta go get ice cream. Okay. Well, we talk to you guys? All right, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Jeff. I'm also from here. I'm with these other two that you just talked to, so you kind of pick the strangest crowd in the bunch because, you know, we're together, so you're not getting much diversity here.
Okay, now I have to say, you have green hair. What possessed you to get green hair?
Most people think it's just a style thing, but I actually did it for Halloween. I was the Joker for Halloween, and it came out really well.
I like you already. All right, so what is your favorite Pure Ownage episode?
I'd have to say episode 8, because I don't know why, I just love the... cinematography that they do when they just switch so seamlessly in between real world setting that they're doing and right into the game time.
That's cool. Now what is your favorite moment?
That's also really tough, but I love the entire scene that Jeremy and Doug have when they first see each other in episode 3. Just that entire, like, 10 minutes. It's great.
That's cool. Alright, well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Could you be able to tell me what's your name and where you're from?
Alex from Chicago.
You're from Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you drive here or did you fly here?
We drove all the way here.
How long did that take you?
About 9 hours.
Wow. What time did you get here at the cinema?
Shoot, we got here around 2.
Around 2?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say 2 a.m. Well, that's dedication. So what time did you actually guys leave from Chicago?
We left around 4 or 5.
That is cool.
And
I love that.
We stayed the night and, yeah.
That's dedication. So now, we've been asking several people in the lineup, like, what is your favorite Pure Ownage episode?
Shoot. probably the first one when they showed FPS Doug. The fifth episode, I think it is.
I think so. That's what I think.
Yeah, so.
Cool. So, what is your, okay, now, what is your favorite moment from Pure Ownage?
Jeremy testing games.
Testing games?
Doing the beta test for the games.
That's cool. All right. Let me ask you, what's your name and tell me where you're from?
My name's Izzy. I'm from Chicago, too.
Awesome. So you drove this guy?
Yeah.
Cool. So what is your favorite episode of Pure Ownage?
I would have to say the same thing, episode 5.
Yeah?
Definitely.
What's your favorite moment?
Jeremy and his first job where he was calling he was talking on the phone doing troubleshooting.
Ah, the call center. I love that. That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, so I want to interrupt a little bit here. We are definitely going to have more interviews from the lineup throughout their episode, so we're definitely going to go back to that. But I wanted to talk about a little bit what it was like to interview these people during the lineup. Honestly, the crowd there, I've never seen a crowd like this for anything I've ever really been participated in, whether it be conventions or whichever. These people honestly are the greatest group of fans that I have ever seen. I mean, Mike and I, when we first got there, we were a little bit scared because we were the eldest people there. It seemed that way because all these people were like teenagers. All these guys and girls were like teenagers and they were like gamers and they were geeks and like we liked that, but it was kind of scary because all those, they were very rambunctious and some people were having like Nintendo DS battles and stuff like that. And it kind of took us a little bit out of our element because, I mean, we're gamers and we're also geeks. So we kind of expected this to happen, but not to this extreme. And we had people every third person in the lineup had at least some sort of Pure Orange gear on them, whether it be a button, a t-shirt, a hat, gamer tags, whatever. I mean, these were hardcore dedicated fans. And the cool thing was they were honestly great to talk to. When I was actually talking to these people, I would have a huge crowd just gathering around me just to see what I could do. I mean, there was even one guy in an interview I'll show you guys in a sec. There's one point where this one guy, all of a sudden, like, I'm talking to a couple people, and then this guy kind of almost, in a way, runs up right beside me, and he looked like he wanted to be interviewed. And you'll hear that in a second. It was so cool that actually having a crowd right there and just kind of gathering around me. I mean, like, they wanted to soak up the internet. It was easy to talk to these people. As soon as I got to the first one, it was a huge crowd that just started to kind of gather around. It didn't take a lot. It wasn't a lot of hard work to be able to talk to these people. So I just want to say that. And it was so, so cool. I can't thank everybody enough to be able to that we can be able to talk to. I mean, we talked to people obviously from Chicago, from here in Toronto. We got a few actually coming up from where we live, St. Catharines and Niagara region, and also some from Michigan. So we're gonna talk a little bit about those. But I wanted to basically introduce one of our interviews that we had at the Pure Orange screening. We found him waiting in line, kind of almost to get into the theater. And it's the interview is with William Craig. Now, for those of Pure Orange fans out there, you would know the voice of William Craig. You would know him as obviously the beginning of the episode. When you hear the words Pure Onage, that's him, William Craig. That's the voice. He's the voice of the Master. He's a friend of Jeff's, and we were able to, like, as soon as I heard the voice, I didn't even know he was there until all of a sudden I heard him doing the voice for a couple of guys. I knew that was him. I knew Mike and I had to talk to him. So we're actually going to go right into that interview right now. So take it away, the Master. All right, this is Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm here, and I'm going to show you a voice. For those who know Pure Onage, you would know this voice automatically. If I can get your epic name, sir.
You want my name?
Oh, yes. We are talking to the Master himself. So, what's your name and how are you associated with Pure Onage, sir?
I am associated with Pure Onage because Kyle, really Jeff, was a person I knew at university. And one day he discovered that I could say, coming soon, in a way that worked. And from there, he asked me to do the voice of the Masterer.
Ah, okay. So what is your profession normally?
I have to choose. I am, in fact, a church historian.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And
an Anglican priest.
Ah, I like you already. So how did all of a sudden Jeff, like, find you at the university? Where
I gave up real work. I'm going to talk normally for a moment, if no one minds.
Sure, that's perfectly okay.
It's actually rather hard to keep that up.
That's okay.
I went back to do a degree in a doctorate in church history at Trinity College.
Oh, really? Okay.
Jeff was doing graduate work in physics, and that's how we met.
Okay, so did he approach you like right away with character?
No, we talked for a long time, and I can't remember exactly how it started, but as I said, he discovered that I could say, coming soon.
Ah, so how did all of a sudden going from coming soon to Legend of the Master?
The prelude to Pure Onage when it was being advertised or whatever. And then he got me, of course, I do the voice at the very beginning of every episode that says, Pure Onage. Mm-hmm. And then he got me to do the voice of the Master.
So he came up. Basically, he had you specifically in mind for the Master.
He threw me scripts.
Ah,
and I had
I
to
see.
Learn them phonetically.
Oh, okay.
This whole gaming culture and I are not.
With,
You're not big into. I'm a 17th century church historian.
There you go. Okay, so now that you kind of are involved with Pierrot, are you more into gaming now, or are you?
Indeed not.
No.
The only thing I know about it is what I see on Pure Ownage.
That's awesome.
I just love saying Pure Ownage.
That's awesome. So, yes, that was The Master. Thank you very much, Bill Craig, for allowing us to be able to talk to you. I know you were busy that night with fans just wanting to be able to come up and talk to you. Actually, it was really, really cool. Believe it or not, throughout the entire night, we got to actually really hang out with The Master, as it were, all the entire night. It was great. We got to talk to him. I got to talk to him about church history. I mean, I was heavily into that when I went to Bible school a while ago. So it was great to be able to talk to someone and was that – kind of treated us really, really well. I mean, a lot of the staff at the theater treated us extremely well. A lot of people that was staff of Pure Ownage and people that were helping out with Jeff and all that to be able to get basically make the whole event happen. They treated Mike and I really, really well. That was one thing we were really impressed with the entire evening was the fact that we were treated like we were actually media. I mean, it was weird. I mean, yes, we're on a kind of small college radio station here in Welland, Ontario, but we felt like we were actually like just real live media, like broadcast media from like CTV or some sort of big, huge radio station in Toronto. It was really, really cool to be able to kind of feel that way. And I know that's what we're going to be doing when we graduate, but still, it just felt really cool to have to kind of be looked up to that that kind of way. So so we're going to go into a little bit more with the interviews with the lineup right now, and then finishing that up, I might probably come back and I'll talk a little bit more about the interview that I did with Miranda. You're going to hear a lot of me throughout this entire episode, obviously, because Mike, he was working more behind the scenes. He was the photographer. He took a lot of photos. Actually, if you are on our Facebook, if you sign up through there, we have this week Geek group there. So if you sign up there, you can, or at least be able to see my. If you sign up for us to be a friend for Michael Dodds, you can actually be able to see all the photos that he took of the Pure Ownage. I mean, there's like four albums of photos that we took. Unfortunately, we couldn't really get a lot of interviews inside the theater just because as soon as we got in, we pretty much were helping everyone out, like loading stuff for the Noob Store. And including like just enjoying the event. We really didn't want to talk to anyone that really inside. And we never really got a chance to talk to anyone kind of afterwards to kind of see what they thought, because we didn't really want to have any spoilers, because unfortunately at the time of recording this, they have not released the episode on the internet yet. So we can't really go into a lot of spoilers. I know people would want to, but unfortunately there's we can't do anything about that. So, but we got a little bit of stuff, so anyway, we're going to go right into more interviews, and we'll just take it away. What's your name, and where are you from?
Brad Vandenbogart from St. Catharines.
That's so cool. All right, so we've been going along the line of asking people, what is your favorite Pure Ownage episode?
Five. Yeah.
Five?
Quite likely, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, a lot of people are actually saying that. What is your favorite moment?
I don't know.
Doug saying, Doug? Sup, I'm Doug.
We'll have to clean that up, bro.
That's okay. We can fix that. Awesome. Cool. So what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Seth DeWard. I'm from Niagara on the Lake, Ontario.
We like you already. All right. So what is your favorite episode?
Probably episode one. I like the first one.
You like the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite moment?
And probably with the sheep, and they're all baying, and he's like, lol.
I like you already. That's awesome. Cool. All right. Can you mind me asking you guys as well? Cool. All right. So what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Michael, and I'm from North York.
Cool. So what is your favorite episode?
I think it's episode 10.
Why is that?
I'm pretty sure that's the one where Jeremy makes his pro breakfast, and it's the pickle wrapped in the bacon with the egg and the eggshells.
Have you ever actually tried making that breakfast?
No, I don't think I'd live past that.
You know, I'd probably think the same way. So what is your favorite moment from Pure Ownage?
You know, probably just him looking at it funny and going like, I don't think this is how Dave used to make it.
That's awesome. That's cool. Might we ask you guys? All right, cool. What's your name and where are you from?
Dan Fisher, North York.
Cool. You're kind of a little bit short for a North Yorkian. Oh, you're his brother. Okay. Awesome. So what is your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is episode 12.
Why is that?
Because when he finds the dog and the girl asks him what the name is, and he says the dog's called Dick.
I like that moment too. All right, so what is your favorite moment from Pure Ownage?
When Doug starts to lag, and he smashes his keyboard in his garage.
That's cool. That's awesome. Thank you. So what's your name and where you're from?
I'm Serena from North York.
Would you guys all come together or something?
Yeah, same building. Same apartment.
Yeah. Awesome. That's cool. So what is your favorite episode?
Oh, probably episode 3, FBS Doug.
FBS Doug? Cool. So why is that?
Oh, I just like CS a lot.
Awesome. So now what is your favorite moment?
Yeah, we got into
Probably when Doug smashes the keyboard.
I'm going to ask you guys, what is your favorite game?
I play World of Warcraft a lot. That's probably it.
How about you?
CS.
And you?
Half-Life 2.
Cool. You look like you want to talk to me, don't you? Oh, you're with that? Oh, okay. All right. What's your name and where are you from? Probably North York, right?
I'm from where they are. My name is Oleg Semenov.
That's an awesome name. What's that, Russian?
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your favorite episode?
It's probably when Doug smashes the keyboard.
Yeah? That's also your favorite moment, too?
Yeah.
Cool.
And the TV one.
All the TV one. I remember. I forgot about that. Okay, now what is your favorite game?
Probably between World of Warcraft and CS.
Awesome. So, could you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Mikael Richards from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Wow, you came here from Michigan. How long did it take you to get here?
4 hours.
4 hours? What, did you drive here?
Yeah.
What time did you get here in the lineup?
Four-ish?
Okay.
Four.
Okay, now we've been asking people along the lineup, like, what is your favorite episode from Peerage?
Episode 12.
Episode 12, why is that?
Because I like when he's under the blanket with his woman playing Tetris, actually.
You know what? There's a lot of misconceptions about that. That's awesome. Now, is that your favorite moment, or what is your favorite moment?
Favorite moment is probably when FPS is introduced and they show flashbacks playing NES and stuff.
That's cool. So what's your favorite game?
The Half-Life series.
Half-Life series? That's cool. Why is that?
I like it a lot.
Are you an FPS freak?
Not so much, but...
Okay, well, that's cool. That's awesome. All right, so what's your name and where are you from?
Nick Ritz, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
You came with him, didn't you?
Nick Ritz from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Awesome. Okay. So what's your favorite episode of Peerage?
Episode 6.
Why is that?
Lanageddon, CS Source. Just really sweet.
That's cool. So what's your favorite moment?
Like meeting FPS, seeing him and stuff.
A lot of people keep saying that. That's funny. So what's your favorite game?
Zelda series.
Really? Well, on which platform?
N64 Ocarina. That's the best.
Yeah? Why is that?
Just like first 3D Zelda. It's really sweet.
Cool. Let me ask you, how many times have you already beat that game?
Three times.
Three times? That's hardcore. Awesome. All right. What's your name and where you're from?
Drew from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
You drove them, didn't you?
Yeah.
I figured. What's your favorite episode?
Episode 6, Lanageddon.
What's the reason why?
When Doug takes on everybody in the whole competition.
Now, that's actually a question I wanted to ask you. Why do you think he fell over? Do you think it was a virus that was playing from the computer, or do you think just all of a sudden just he had some mystic magic powers that kind of knocked him unconscious?
He lost. So he passed out.
How about you?
Same thing. Yeah.
Same thing? Cool. So what game do you play?
WoW.
WoW? What kind of character are you?
Torn Hunter.
What level?
49.
49? Ooh. That's pretty good. Are you going to get up to level... do you have the Burning Crusade or no?
Yep.
Are you going to get up to level 70?
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome. That's cool.
Okay, I'm back again. You're probably sick and tired of my voice by about now, but if you're not... thank you for keeping with us. So, yes, that is the end of all the interviews that we have. And coming up next, we have an interview. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we have an interview with Natasha, a.k.a., well, Miranda Plant, on Peeronage. And we actually got to be able to talk to her after the episode 13 viewing. We actually, when we were in the theater, we got to see 11, 12, and 13 of the episodes. And Mike was impressed. I mean, seriously, this was the first time he saw those episodes. And he would see each episode, they just started getting better and better. Now he's hooked. Mike is hooked. He pretty much just bought half of the Noob Store, for one thing. He's part of the Gamer Army. And he's now started to get into the lingo. He started doing boom headshot. He started doing the humping thing, which is freaky because he's a big guy. And he's also he's kind of starting to use the word pwn or own. It's kind of creepy. And I mean, I knew he would get into this kind of stuff. I mean, I was the one who showed it to him, but I never knew he would get into it this much. He now has all the episodes downloaded. He's pretty much almost watched them all. It's scary what he's becoming. It's like I almost created a monster here. See, this is one of the reasons why I did not want to have Mike in the show, because I did not want him to be able to dominate the entire time. So this episode is all about me, baby. That's right. I'm taking over the airwaves. Boo freaking yeah. Boom headshot to the head. That's right. All right, so we're gonna go into the interview right now. Just to let you know, there is one part in it that is spoiler that I had to take out. So if you hear a loud beep, unfortunately, that's the reason why. So it may sound actually kind of weird when you hear the beep, but don't worry. It's just it's because since, like I said, since this episode is going to air before they release it on the internet, I can't put any spoilers in it. So at the request of Jeff, and that's totally okay. That's totally cool. Apparently, a lot of people would think that the spoilers in shows, that a lot of people would kill for spoilers for shows. But apparently, according to Jeff, they don't want spoilers. No one wants spoilers at all. Like, none of the fans do, which is weird. I don't know. They just want to find out what everyone else does. So I guess I'll have to keep you his wishes, and we'll just roll the interview right now, and I'll come back with final thoughts and end up this episode. So, all right. So let's go with it. Alrighty, I am here with the lovely and talented Miranda Plant, who plays Anastasia in Pure Ownage. How's it going, Miranda?
Very well, thank you.
Alright, so how did you all of a sudden get involved with Pure Ownage and with Jeff and all these crazy guys?
I'm sure that you've heard this story before. I feel like a broken record. Okay, well, I was in my second year at university, the University of Toronto, at the dining hall, mm-hmm. and Jeff came up to me and he said, "Hey, you're an actor, right?" And I went, yeah, I'm an actor. He's like, "Would you audition for an internet show that I have?" Mm-hmm. I went, "Internet show?" Because the only internet shows that I was familiar with include Naked Women and, like, you know, 70s dance music, right?
I've heard those before.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, I was kind of a little bit reluctant to audition, but knowing Jeff, and he is an extremely, you know, nice guy, very honest, you know, I knew that he wouldn't be pulling anything inconspicuous, right?
Right, so, well, of course.
So I went to the audition, and Jarrett was there, and Jeff was there, and we sort of talked, and they asked me about my background in gaming, which was non-existent.
Oh, okay.
But they liked my, you know, we all got along, like our personalities got along, and, you know,
now was
I
it,
made them laugh, I think, so.
There you go. Now, was it supposed to be only like a one-episode kind of deal, or was it, were you, they tried to get you on for all of them?
Well, that's funny, because I'm not actually sure, I think they wanted to have some more female, like a larger female presence in the show, mm-hmm. and then I was going to be the girl that Jeremy, that had a crush on Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
But instead, that sort of turned into he had a crush on me, and then I became his girlfriend. So I'm not sure if that's just us getting along really well together, or whether that was their intention from the start, but either way, it's been extremely, like, an amazing ride, and such a great opportunity to work with these guys.
So how are the, like, obviously with the fan reaction, the fan base that they have, how do you kind of cope with something like that? Because being the only female in, like, in a basically all male cast, and obviously in a more male oriented show, how do you kind of deal with stuff like that?
Huh. Well, it's never really been a big issue for me, honestly, because, you know, they're a bunch of guys, and I just joke about the fact that I'm, you know, the exact opposite from them.
in more ways than one.
Yeah, I don't really take any crap, and I just tell them how it is, and there's never been anything like that they've asked me to do that I felt uncomfortable with. I mean, probably the raciest thing that we've ever done in episode 13, right? So, but that was just all jokes. Like,
so who came up with that idea?
Oh, that was totally Jeremy.
That was
that was totally Jeremy. I was like, really? But you're gonna mess up my hair. And he's like, okay, well, we'll only do it in one shot. So we actually only did that scene in one shot.
Oh wow!
Like that is just like that's a mint shot.
Like, what was your first reaction when they told you, like, yeah, let's do this?
I was like, do we have to? And then they were like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Now are you getting a lot of comments now that the episode's over about that particular
shot?
You know what? I think a lot of the fans, they're very shy to approach me at first.
Are you
anyway.
Serious?
So to bring up something as embarrassing as that on a first encounter would be, you know, very taboo. So I think on the forum we're gonna hear lots about, but in person I don't get much of that.
So when
they
when
don't
is
like to talk about it behind my back.
Oh, I see.
They think I don't read the forums, but I totally do.
Do you post a lot on the forums?
I posted a couple of times, but only the things that I think are really interesting. Like, you know, it's a lot of just kind of like, raffle, what a good comeback, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think they'll just be happy with the fact that you're on there and you're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and now, out of curiosity, I just found, I found your actual blog, your
yes.
Anastasia blog. Do you actually do that yourself?
The last two I've done by myself, but it was actually started by these guys.
That's cool. All right. Well,
you can tell in the tone of the writing, too.
Yeah, it kind of knows it's more
from, like, yeah, I don't know.
That's cool. All right, well, I thank you very much, Miranda. It's
thank
a pleasure
you.
Having you on the show.
Nice to see you again.
And hopefully be able to talk to you later. Awesome.
I hope so.
Thank you. All right, well, thank you very much, Miranda, once again, for allowing us to be able to talk to you. And hopefully you are listening to this, and you're definitely a subscriber now. So it's great to be able to actually talk to every single person at the Pierona. The only person we didn't really get a chance to talk to was Joel, because unfortunately he was not at the premiere. It kind of sucks because he got stuck in Calgary or whatever, so he wasn't able to make it down. We were actually supposed to talk to him the Friday night, but his plane he didn't catch his plane because he had to stay behind. So unfortunately we couldn't be able to talk to him. But hey, you know what? It's still cool to be able to talk to Jeff and Jarrett and Miranda. So to kind of end this whole Pierronage Part 2 special, I hope you weren't bored out of your mind. I'm sorry if you did. Hey, we needed to get this content out there because we had a great time this weekend, this past weekend, so it was awesome. We're definitely going to be coming back again to one of these media events or these another screenings. We may do another episode then. I don't know. It really depends. I mean, we've already kind of done an episode like this before. So anyway, if you want to be able to see more about or listen to more about us at This Week in Geek, you can go to our website at thisweekingeek.net. You can join us on our MySpace at myspace.com/thisweekingeek. And we also have a Facebook group. I think it's called This Week in Geek Rules. So make sure you be able to look into that. We also have a This Week in Geek group, I think, as well. So, yeah, you can be able to find us on there. If you go to our website, you can be able to have links to every single bit of ways you can be able to get in contact with us. So if you want to be able to go to subscribe to our podcast, you can through iTunes to search for This Week in Geek. The first one that comes up will be ours. Or you can be able to subscribe using any other podcatcher using the feeds.feedburner.com/thisweekingeek. And so we're actually, as of right now, as of pretty much today and tomorrow, that's going to be it for This Week in Geek as far as here at the school, unless recording here in the studios, because we just finished our last episode in the fishbowl last night. It was epic. It was great. We're going to have that up as soon as possible. And we also are going to be doing a Geek Roundtable tomorrow. We got a great lineup for that. It's going to be a cool idea. I still have yet to release the second roundtable that we had, and I'll probably release that sometime this week. You know, that's the trouble about being the only webmaster here on the show. It's the fact that I have to be the one to do all the episodes. Mike is offered, but you know what? I like doing it myself. I don't know. It's just I like torturing myself, I guess. I don't know. Hey, after releasing about 17, 18 episodes already, and that's all me, in the past 2 months, I think that's pretty good. I don't know. At least something every week. So you'll definitely be able to see, there's more content coming your way. We're actually going to be taking, we actually said we're going to be taking a week off for next week, because of our last week for our exams. So we might take another week off for that because we still might figure out exactly how we're going to be able to record our episodes and keep them coming to you guys at least as best the quality as we can. As if we were in the fishbowl. We already have equipment kind of already used, but we just need to kind of get us a few mics. So if you want to donate to us, you can send us an email, feedback@thisweekingeek.net. So anyway, I'm ending off this Pierronage episode here. For Mike the Birdman Dodd, I am, of course, Steve Snowball Sailor. And remember, folks, boom headshot. I can't think of anything else. Mike is always good at these outros. I do the intros. That's all I do. So have a good day, guys. And we'll see you soon on Ted Stevens Tubes. Bye.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
Why is the program, like, freaking out? It's doing it again! This program... Communism! Freaking communism!
Can you count pi to 1,000 places? Wait, if you can, you're too much of a nerd.
They gave us a show and we still don't know what we're doing.
I don't know either.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week where you'll hear Mike say,
I'm ad-libbing this as I go along. I'm just going to let it roll and I can edit out whatever I want. Okay. I need to think.
So make sure to tune in next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. on 90.1 FM The New Geeks. Also make sure to visit our website at thisweekingeek.net for show notes, news, and updates about the show. Also make sure to add yourself to our MySpace page at myspace.com/thisweekingeek. If you'd like to send comments or feedback about the show, email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. That's it for us. We'll see you next week on This Week in Geek.